episode 33, The Secret of Secret Wars. Welcome, time travelers, once again to the comic book time machine. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben Avery.
And we're here to talk about the announcement that came out today as we record, January 20th, 2015. We'll probably release this later this week. But, Ben, huge Marvel news.
This is wild, but not wildly unexpected.
Exactly. So, eventually, when we get into this conversation, I'm going to have to go to my Facebook messaging with you and Daniel Butcher, because that will act as my notes for where this conversation is going to go. But yeah, you know, in the last episode, Daniel and I talked about Convergence and Secret Wars, and we speculated on what might happen. And really, when it comes down to it, I didn't think a lot was going to come from Secret Wars. I thought it would just be another event that maybe big things happen, but not long-term ramifications. But I was very wrong, because today, Marvel had a press conference and announced that at the end of Secret Wars, now they didn't use these exact words, but they're doing their first ever reboot.
Yeah, I'm totally not surprised at all. I think that we've had this conversation, because I remember talking with someone about this, saying this is like their new 52, or this is going to be their crisis or whatever, where they're going to merge everything together. So basically, the important bit is to get it to look more like the MCU, which means getting Ultimate Nick Fury over there. And it means, I mean, that's the big thing right there.
Yeah.
Is that Nick Fury will look like Nick Fury.
Maybe I'll tell the big...
The way the real world, who watches movies and doesn't read comic books.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give the big announcement, and then we can talk about the little details of it. But they set up basically that, if you don't know what's happening in Marvel Universe right now, there's these things called incursions happening where parallel Earths are bumping up against each other. So that's bad. That could destroy the multiverse. And so they're trying to figure out how to stop that. But Marvel totally spoiled. And so just be prepared here, listeners. We're just telling you what Marvel's telling us. But they're telling us that even though for the last 2 years, the heroes have been working to try to stop these incursions, that they're going to fail. And that...
Totally.
they announced this on their press conference. So this is not, I mean, it is a spoiler, but I don't consider it a huge spoiler if they're willing to give it away. And so he flat out said at the end of issue one of Secret Wars, and Secret Wars is going to be an 8-part event starting in May 2015. He said that it's going to be down to the Ultimate Universe and the Marvel 616 Universe, and that they're going to be working together to try to stop the multiverse from basically collapsing, and that they're going to fail. And what's going to be left is just something called Battle World. And now, Ben, I've never read the original Secret Wars or Secret Wars 2, but Battle World is what?
Battle World is basically the planet where all those heroes from the Marvel Universe, in one issue, one month, they disappear at the end. And the next issue that comes out the next month in the regular series, they've been gone for a long time and they're returning. So Spider-Man comes back with a new costume. Fantastic Four comes back and Thing's not with them, that kind of thing.
So Battle
World, planet that they were brought to by the Beyonder to basically have a war. Yeah. I don't know why it's called Secret Wars, because it wasn't like they were trying to keep the war a secret from anyone. they're just kind of doing it, But
that's the basic idea.
Good guys versus bad guys, and it goes crazy. Dr. Doom gets ultimate power, and they have to defeat him and work their way around. It's a cool idea, and
we should maybe read that trade for the show. I've never read it before.
Yeah, there's some good stuff. I mean, it's basically every superhero has any level of popularity.
Yeah,
and even some that don't are just kind of thrown in. Actually, Steve McDonald and I want to do something based on the kind of preamble to this, which is called Contest of Champions.
Ooh, crossover, Strangers and Aliens, comic book time machine.
Yeah. And so he really likes that idea. We just haven't gotten around to being able to do it yet. But it's the same kind of thing. They have it's all good guys against good guys, and it's a kind of a chess match, and they take three versus three. Secret Wars is a little more, it has a little more story to it.
Now, the weird thing about just this, say that last part again, sorry.
It's a little more story than just we're fighting.
Okay. The weird thing about this announcement is I don't think we're getting all the details, and that's why some of this seems a little bit convoluted, but they implied that it was just going to be down to the Ultimate Universe and the 616 universe, but then they went on to say that there'd be pieces of the other parallel universes sort of around. So what we get on Battleworld, if you've been watching all those teasers that have had come out back in, I think it was October, November time. No, I think it was October. There were these teasers that said like Summer 2015, Civil War, Summer 2015, Future Imperfect, Age of Apocalypse. You know, it was saying all these different past events, Infinity Gauntlet, Armor Wars. So, and then we got this map, a Battleworld map, where we saw all these different multiverse or I don't even just past event stories appearing on the Battleworld map. So now we know what that means. What's happening is there's only going to be one world left, Battleworld, like I said, and the 616, the Ultimate, and then any of these other what if stories, they any like little pieces of them will all be put onto this one planet. So that's why the Battleworld map looks like countries, because that's really what it is. All, or in a sense, there's these different territories where these parallel universes are now coexisting. So instead of having a wall between their universes, there's
map. They're all on one world, yeah. Which is, it's, I mean, Battleworld is basically a magical place where, I mean, it's run by the Beyonder, or at least it was, who's, if you've listened to any of our Secret Wars 2 coverage, he basically is God. Mm. He is a God, at any rate. Now almost infinite, you know. So, yeah, I see those pictures, and I, when they started coming out, I was just like, this just looks stupid. This just looks dumb. How does this work? You know, you've got these, you know, was it part of the planet?
Yeah.
You know, is it every world, like their whole Earth is spread out there, and they're just kind of, it just, to me, the idea, okay, we're going to merge all these universes together, have them fight each other. There's some interest there slightly, but then when they started doing these countries, I'm just like, that looks stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I was not impressed by that. Or intrigued by it.
He used the analogy of pizzas, which I thought was a weird analogy. So he said it'd be like we're smashing pizzas together. And then, now this is after Secret Wars. So what we're going to be left with after the event. And so some toppings will be the same as what we had before. Some will be, there'll be additions. Some things will be dropped. And, I mean, he's essentially saying there are some storylines that they'll continue with. Some things will be brand new. And some things they're just going to say goodbye to forever.
Yeah, which makes more sense in the way that they're doing it now than with the New 52. Because the New 52 bothered me because everything was rebooted except for the stuff they didn't want to reboot.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't make sense. With this, like the Mary Jane Peter Parker thing, it was magic. Magic can do anything. With the New 52, it was a time travel story. And technically, you're going back to that point in time where things changed. Mm-hmm. And from that point on, everything should be different. Except for the stuff that's not, which just doesn't jive with me. But with this, at least with this, when it's all said and done, it was God or the Beyonder or whoever it was, you know, whatever's behind this, bringing it all together. And so I can see it working and making sense because it doesn't make sense. Like, it's absurd to begin with, and so the result can be absurd.
So I know Beyonder is going to appear in the Avengers or New Avengers issues working up to Secret Wars. I don't know his exact involvement, but I imagine he's the main guy that's causing this to happen because you said he's godlike. So that, to me, that means I have to read Secret Wars 1 and 2.
I can't believe they're bringing in Beyonder.
What? Yeah.
I can't believe they're bringing him in.
Yeah, I've seen, he's on the cover of an upcoming issue that I already pre-ordered. So he's definitely appearing.
Second retcon for him then, because in the Illuminati series, spoilers for that.
Yeah.
He was revealed to be like this super ultra powerful mutant.
Oh, that's interesting. And,
oh man.
Yeah, so he's coming back.
They're bringing him back because no one likes him except maybe me. But yeah, that's not really the way to get the fans to endear to what you're doing. Nobody liked and have him be responsible for all of this.
I don't have any emotional connection to him, so I'm fine with using Beyonder, especially if you just make him a total godlike character. So, this is something that's super interesting to me is 30 years ago, we had Crisis on Infinite Earths. This is the anniversary this year. In fact, it's right around the time that Secret Wars comes out. And what their plan was, and we've talked about this before, is they had a huge multiverse. The company, DC Comics, thought it was too confusing, so they decided to condense it down to one Earth. And so they sort of did the same thing we're just talking about, where they picked and choose and they let some things continue. Well, I guess you're saying that this is a little bit more unique, but what I'm trying to get to is they had the multiverse, they condensed it down to one, and they kept what they wanted and got rid of what they didn't want.
So you mean with Crisis?
Yeah, I'm talking about Crisis.
No, I don't think that they did the cherry picking so much.
Okay.
They started over. I mean, you had Man of Steel come out by John Byrne, which is a complete big retelling of the origins. This is where after that you had like Batman Year One and some of those things. They were starting over completely.
Okay, that's good to know, because as you know, I haven't finished Crisis yet, but just from what I had gathered, it seemed like they were just trying to condense the multiverse into one Earth. So I guess that's maybe the only similarity then. I'm actually kind of sad Marvel won't have a multiverse. It'll have to rebuild somehow, I'd imagine, but
it's in DC too. I mean eventually they've condensed it and then it expands again, you know, eventually. So I think you're fine there. The multiverse will return. There will be other universes in Marvel.
My guess is, if this is a full-out reboot, that the term 616 might be over. I don't think that they're going to... I think they'll have to give it a new number.
Maybe. Maybe. I'm curious because the way it kind of feels like to me, like sort of with Flashpoint. You know, Flashpoint was... they were trying to do something, and this happened with Crisis as well, where they were trying to do something that's like, okay, all of our stories that have been leading up to this point that we're kind of erasing... but they were leading up to this point and making this happen. And so they still matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Crisis, yeah, they erased everything and started over. But all those characters, you know, who were doing things, they were then kind of funneling into this, you know, Crisis on Infinite Earths. And so all that stuff, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, early 80s, it mattered because it created what came after that. And same kind of thing with Flashpoint, where Flashpoint was... kind of an ending to saying goodbye and having, you know, Flash do what he was doing and having all the time travel stuff with Dr. Zoom and everything like that. But with this, I can't help but wondering if they're kind of trying to do the same kind of thing where, you know, almost like the new Star Trek, where if you look at Star Trek and say, okay, all the stuff in Star Trek was all just kind of building up, and then it came to that point where Spock does what he does, goes back in time, and there's this new universe that kind of veers off to the left then. The old Spock is still in that new universe, and so all the stuff that had him develop into who he was what allowed him to help, you know, the new old crew. I kind of wonder if there's going to be some of that kind of thing going on here, where they'll have people who remember their universes and who are like, this is wrong, this is different, and remembering what it was like on their world as opposed to what comes out of there.
That would be interesting. I actually would probably like that better, because one thing I'm worried about is that everything that's come before won't matter. And so, for example, you talked about Flashpoint. I liked the event Flashpoint, but as an ending to a universe, it didn't leave for a lot of closure, because you had one issue... I think, yeah, it was Flashpoint, whatever number it was, 5, that changed things. But each of the individual comics, you know, Batman's own comic, Superman, any of the characters, their comic didn't have a closure ending to their story. It was just, well, we're in the new 52 now. And so I think I'm...
You mean the actual series, though, right?
Yeah.
Not Flashpoint Superman series.
Exactly. The actual comics just had... an end with no closure. And so another thing about DC Comics right now is I tend to, when I'm getting things from the library, this may be my own fault, but I tend to lean towards things that are in the new 52 because they matter currently. And even though I know there's lots of good stories in the pre-new 52 universe, I don't know, I'm not as motivated to pick them up because they don't impact what's currently happening. And I'm sort of worried about that happening with Marvel.
Yeah, because, okay, like with Flashpoint is a great example. I wasn't reading DC before it. I didn't read DC after it. But I read Flashpoint, the event, because it kind of stood alone. And as far as closure goes, the closure goes to Flash and the closure goes to Batman. And it's really kind of touching. But at the same time, I look at Flashpoint as its own thing.
Yeah.
And out of it, yeah, the new 52 is birthed out of it. I read some new 52 stuff, not much. Basically Aquaman is the one thing that I kind of continued reading. And as far as, like, does it matter? This is what I'm looking at right now. I'm saying to myself, okay, all new X-Men. That's one of the series that I'm following regularly, monthly. Does this mean I'm going to get an ending? Does this mean that I actually, because I like this idea. The idea that my all new X-Men started with number one. There was some different crossovers. There was some, a Cyclops miniseries. But am I going to get to the end right before Secret Wars and they give us this great ending where everyone dies in all new X-Men? And they can, because then with the reboot after Secret Wars is done, we get, an all new X-Men or something like that. I'm looking at my series that I'm collecting right now, and I'm hoping it means I'm going to get some sort of definitive ending. And if that's the case, I'm super excited because I can stop buying them, but I get an ending to it.
And because you're a completionist, right?
Yeah, but if that's not the case, if it's just going to, okay, it's going, and then Secret Wars starts, and they do these, one-off miniseries or whatever, and then afterward, it's going to jump right back in. But there's no real closure in between. Then I'm just kind of, do I want to continue buying these or not?
A new tagline I've heard, and I'm not sure this is going to be the title of the comic, but you know how you just mentioned they have a title that's actually all new X-Men. I've seen, not commercials. I've seen ads for all new, all different Avengers. Can you imagine if that's the title? All new, all different Avengers?
Yeah, that would kind of, well, and then it would be all new, all different Extreme Dark Avengers.
Yeah. Going more with those teaser posters that they put out, again, these are the ones that showed Spider-Man with a kid, and they had the Future Imperfect Universe, and they had the X-Men from 1992 cartoon series having their own comic. So they put those teasers out. People weren't sure how serious to take them. But what they said at this press conference is, if you want to pick up Spider-Man during the months that Secret Wars are going on, that's your book, the one where Spider-Man is still married and has a kid. And if you want X-Men, it's that X-Men cartoon book. And it seems like, and I'm not 100% positive, but it seems like they're canceling their titles during Secret Wars and doing these alternate versions. And they said that of the teasers we've seen so far, that's not even half of the ones they have planned.
And basically, that's Flashpoint.
And Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah, well, I mean, Age of Apocalypse in style, but Flashpoint in execution as well, where it's, okay, we got these stories that really don't matter in the grand scheme of things, but they're going to be their own thing. And so if you pick up Flashpoint, you get a 3-issue miniseries about Batman. It's an interesting story. And you get a 3-issue miniseries about Aquaman and a 3-issue miniseries about Wonder Woman that go together, but it's an interesting story in and of itself with a beginning, middle, and end. And the end being the universe is going to die and we're going to be rebooted. But it's interesting. I'm curious. That'd be kind of fun to read. Are they planning on doing this all 8 months?
Well, that's the thing. I know it's 8 parts, but I don't know that it's 8 months. I'm wondering if it's 2 a month just to condense it down to 4 months and have it done by September.
Okay, so let's say it's a 3-issue miniseries or a 4-issue miniseries.
No, it's eight issues.
To an X-Men.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
I mean, these miniseries that they're doing.
Yeah.
Let's say that the event takes 4 months to from start to finish, and so you get a 4-issue miniseries of cartoon X-Men. That's kind of interesting to me.
Yeah, I like it too. Quick bullet points. These won't require too much conversation, but this year's Free Comic Book Day comic that they're putting out will be Secret Wars number 0, and it is going to be written by Jonathan Hickman, who's writing the rest of the series. So their plan for that is just to catch people up and bring them up to speed on what's going on. Alex Ross is doing all the covers for Secret Wars, so that's going to be awesome. Let's see. Kind of skip past some of my notes here. So, what else did I told you earlier? Do you have that?
You mentioned about Spider-Verse and how this is, you think this is why Spider-Verse had to happen.
Well, I know that Dan Slott's been planning Spider-Verse for a long time, years he's had it in his mind. And now it's kind of clear this had to happen before they collapsed their multiverse, because otherwise, in 6 months, all those characters won't even exist anymore.
Yeah, I mean, there is no multiverse, possibly, after this is done. But one kind of good thing about the timing of this is, really, Spider-Verse, I think, feeds into this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this whole idea of, like you were saying, these incursions and stuff. Well, Spider-Verse just has dozens and dozens of different Spider-Men from different universes coming together, coming apart, getting killed, getting, you know, pulled into different teams to help stop people from getting killed. I mean, it's perfect,
yeah,
as far as the timing goes.
They haven't stressed it, but there was one small reference to the incursions in Spider-Verse so far. So it hasn't been a big plot point, but it has been referenced.
Well, and if they're going to work with continuity with each other, then it makes sense that they would at least reference it.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I mean, we're going to have lots of different possibilities for Spider-Man.
Yeah, so the people that were doing this press conference I was listening to earlier were the editors, I think editor-in-chief, well, I don't know the titles, but it was Tom Brevoort and Axel Alonso. I don't think I know his name. Anyways, he was saying, or here's a quote from earlier, they were saying that once we hit Secret Wars number one, there is only Battle World. That is the Marvel Universe. So all that's left of the Marvel Universe is just the Battle World, and that Battle World will be the melting pot in which the new Marvel Universe will be created.
Yeah, and this is kind of what I thought they were heading toward when they started announcing all these miniseries. Everyone that I was hearing was, you know, oh, I can't believe they're remaking this or they're redoing that. And they're redoing Secret Wars. They're redoing Age of Apocalypse. And I'm just thinking, this is going to be their big thing. That's what I was convinced, that this was going to be all, and it was all the one thing that was going to be their new 52. I didn't think it would be this extreme, though.
Yeah, it is big.
To be fair, I thought it was going to be their new 52, but it was going to be a little lighter than this, and it was going to be, you know, retaining the continuity from before the event, you know, like Age of Apocalypse.
I hope they do retain some continuity. Like, for example, Spider-Man. I've read so much Spider-Man. A huge part of me would hate if they just start all over. I know that might be better for the character in the long run, but as a longtime reader, I think I would hate that.
How interesting would it be for it, though, if they merged it together and you're able to have Ben Reilly, Peter Parker? Okay, so he's single. And getting back to that idea where we talked about this with Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Clone Saga. Where I would have loved to have seen them have Ben Reilly and married Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have the two guys, you know, and you have your cake and you can eat it too. Well, what if they bring in Ben Reilly to be the single Peter Parker? Then they take current Peter Parker, who's not married, or even, well, yeah, let's just take current Peter Parker, who's not married, and he's merged into this, you know, his timeline or whatever is merged into Mary Jane, who's been married to him and never stopped being married to him. So suddenly he's married to her and he has no memory of being married to her, but at the same time, he feels like he's been married to her for forever or something. There could be some really interesting things they could play with here. Some interesting story devices they could bring into this, especially if the rules really become, it's just a mishmash, you know, it's like taking gravy, putting it in your mashed potatoes, your bowl of mashed potatoes and stirring it around. In some places it's all gravy, in some places it's all potato, and in other places they're mixing in together and becoming kind of a grayish brown. And there could be some really interesting things, but at the same time, I am really, really, I just don't trust that it's going to be that interesting.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think the mishmash idea is more interesting, but I imagine that they won't do that. They'll probably just change everything, and then the characters will never know that there's any difference. Like, they won't realize, oh my gosh, my life is totally different. They're just gonna,
I hate that idea.
That's what I think is gonna happen. I mean, I don't know that. I'm just guessing. I mean, what you're saying is way more interesting, but I don't know how long that could last. If all of them remember parts of their old world, I mean, maybe they could do it. It would be original. No one's ever done that before.
Well, but by allowing them to remember parts of their own world, you retain the continuity from before the event.
Exactly.
And by doing that, you do end up with the thing that, you know, the Spider-Man stories in the 70s still mattered. Because that's the one thing that I'm hearing, you know, when people talk about Flashpoint and New 52, or talk about even Crisis, the previous stories didn't matter,
mm-hmm,
because they wiped them clean. And with this, and so with New 52, they had to keep the Green Lantern stuff that everyone liked. Like, the only reason people read Green Lantern was about to be wiped clean. Well, no, we'll keep that. You know, we'll keep the Geoff Johns Green Lantern stuff. We'll keep this current Batman thing that, Grant Morrison is doing. We'll go ahead and keep that. But Superman, nobody likes him, and we're gonna make him better for today. You know, and so start clean with him.
One thing
with this, there's the interesting possibility of saying, okay, we're bringing it together, and it's like it's done. Everyone kind of has this post trauma hangover that they've got these vague memories, and they're trying to put their lives back. The whole entire world is trying to put their lives back together. There's some real interesting possibilities there.
I would love it if they do what you say. I just don't think it will happen that way, but I definitely would. That would be better.
We'll see. At this point, it looks like I'll be buying some of the Secret Wars stuff, but I know I'm not going to be buying the titles I'm buying right now.
Mm-hmm.
Except for, well, I mean, I just started reading S.H.I.E.L.D. and that, what happens there?
Exactly.
That's just a little, hey, it's our little book, one-off things, and we just started it. It's new characters, and they're getting rebooted already.
I know, it's weird.
There was something else that you had mentioned, too.
Well, I just started reading some of the Spider-Man spinoffs, I purchased them or pre-ordered them. Like, there's a new female spider character named Silk, and the same, I think February or March is her issue number one. So, I mean, by the time May rolls around, she'll be at, you know, issues three or four, and then they're just going to cancel it, maybe? Or she'll be gone for a little bit and then come back. It's sort of weird. So I actually I canceled some of my pre-orders and some of my Marvel books, not because I all of a sudden don't like Marvel, but I'm worried, will this stuff matter? Are they going to change things so drastically that this issue will be a waste of my time? I went through and immediately went to my cart online and deleted some of my pre-orders. And so
at least if it doesn't matter, I want a conclusion.
And
I don't feel bad. You know, then I'm like, okay, my all-new X-Men that I've been following this whole time, which I've been finding really interesting and enjoyable because of my X-Men, great. Give me an ending. I want an ending anyway from that series because, you know, it's kind of treading water to me right now. But Daniel asks, so why do they reboot Captain America and turn him into Captain Falcon, Superior Iron Man, and Lady Thor? Okay, these are all things that they've just kind of done. I'm wondering, did they do those things knowing, well, it's just all going to be rebooted anyway. We can make these crazy changes and it won't matter because after Secret Wars, grand, number one, Thor, he's back. Number one, Iron Man, he's normal. Number one, Captain America, Steve Rogers is back. And you know what? He's young now.
Exactly.
He's not from 1940s. Maybe he still is from World War II, but it's now because like the Ultimate Universe or the MCU.
Mm-hmm. Or think about Wolverine. Wolverine just died and everybody was just waiting for him to come back. Well, just hold out through Secret Wars and you can bring him back easy. In fact, Daniel can't be here tonight, but he did send both of us some messages and he had mentioned for some of the more popular characters like Wolverine, since they're bringing a bunch of different alternate versions of characters together, there could very well be multiple versions of Wolverine in the regular Marvel Universe when this is all said and done.
Yeah. And there's another character dying soon, Deadpool.
Yep.
They're talking about, well, we plan on killing him off for a little while now. This is going to be a grand death, a grand send-off. Sure, it'll be a grand send-off. And then after Secret Wars, he'll be back.
And the reason I brought up that alternate doubles, you know, kind of doubles of characters is in their press conference, they said, for example, this would be the perfect place to bring Gwen Stacy back. And then the other one said, or maybe we'll bring four Gwen Stacy's back. They can do anything.
Yeah. Well, and that's another question that Daniel had. He wanted to know, what does this mean for 616 Daniel Butcher? And for Zombie Universe Daniel Butcher? And for Ultimate Daniel Butcher? How does this all play out? Obviously, I mean, I think you'll agree with me here, Matt. It's going to be Secret Wars Daniel Butcher that comes out of this.
Yeah.
It's going to be an amalgamation of all the best parts of those other Daniel Butchers, creating the single best Daniel Butcher that's possible, which really is our world's Daniel Butcher. Exactly. So we're going to see our world's Daniel Butcher come out of Secret Wars.
And you heard it here first. Bold prediction.
He asked, it's just one world. Is there enough room for all those Daniels? No, there's not enough room for all those Daniels. It's not possible. They have to merge them all into one. And it's just going to be one Super Daniel.
I love it. I love Super Daniel. So Jonathan Hickman's been writing Avengers for the last 2.5 years, I think. And so they, but the Secret Wars idea, he's had that since, or he's had this plan in motion of what we're about to see since then. But when it comes to just Secret Wars as a concept, he wanted to do that at the beginning of his Fantastic Four run, which I'm not positive about the years, but I think it was 2 or 3 years before he started on Avengers. And then Marvel sort of took this idea he had with Secret Wars, made it bigger, ran with it, and now we have what we have today. So, but...
Hey, wait. You mentioned Fantastic Four.
Yes.
Fantastic Four was canceled.
Well, oh yeah, I see what you're saying.
Obviously. I mean, Fantastic Four was canceled because Marvel was trying to sabotage the movie. No. Fantastic Four was canceled because they're going to come out of Secret Wars with a new Fantastic Four number one.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be resetting the Fantastic Four to be more probably more like the Ultimate Fantastic Four. It might even be the Ultimate Fantastic Four.
Or it could be the movie version. I mean, I doubt that.
I seriously doubt that. Yeah. But this gives you an event to, you know, play off of the movie. And if the movie's no good, they don't have to worry about it. But if the movie is good and people want to seek out Fantastic Four, they're going to find Ultimate Fantastic Four. And when I say Ultimate, I don't mean from the Ultimate Universe. I mean, like, the greatest version of Fantastic Four, because they're taking all these other things that worked, putting them together. That's the opportunity they have. Let's put it that way.
Yes. I mean,
or not, another story.
A lot of times with these, the fans speculate and have these awesome ideas of what could happen, and it doesn't quite pay off. But, I mean, this is same-day speculation right now, and I'm pretty excited about it.
It'll be interesting. I'm excited to watch it play out. I'm just not sure how into it I'm going to be as it's coming out.
That's what I was thinking, because...
I'm going to be an armchair quarterback here, Monday morning quarterback, and come in after the fact if I'm seeing it turn out nice.
Yeah, I've been collecting all the issues that are leading up to it, and I'm starting to feel like they're spinning their wheels, and there was a part of me that wanted to maybe step away and just buy these in the trade, but I think this is too big to wait. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure I'll buy these issues, but I'm not saying I won't.
I know I won't buy any of the lead up. When it comes to the event, I might buy the event because it's Secret Wars.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. I own every Secret Wars comic.
Oh, well, then you have to.
I mean, it's just if it's Beyonder, I don't own Secret War because that's not Beyonder. That's just using that name and playing off of it and doing some sort of Nick Fury thing. But if it's, I can't believe Beyonder is involved in this.
Yeah, I can't believe. I'll try to find the cover image and send it your way.
Because I don't know anybody. I literally don't know anybody in my circle of friends, unless I've put it out of my memory, who actually agrees with me and kind of likes Secret Wars 2. Secret Wars 2 is all about Beyonder. That's all that it is. And that's what kills it for a lot of people. And that's what saves it for me, is because it's this weird thing that kind of travels in and out, weaves in and out of what the current, at the time, Marvel comics were. That's why I like Secret Wars 2. And yeah, so I can't believe that we're actually getting a Secret Wars 3. Really, that's what this is. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
It's Secret Wars 3.
Totally. So, yeah. All right. Well, I think that's all I got. Do you have any final thoughts on this?
I can't believe they're using Beyonder for this.
And my final thought is, I'm excited that this is happening. I'm cautiously optimistic that this will be amazing. I hope that some of the things Ben said tonight will actually happen, and it's a true mishmash and not just they wake up one day and their lives are different and they don't know any difference. But I think that is the most likely scenario, that they're just going to go forward.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, oh man, I think this has the possibility of being amazing, and I mean, the event I think will be pretty good, but the ramifications and what the Marvel Universe is like afterwards, it could be a place I don't like anymore, or not as much anyways. So now that I'm talking it out, there is a sense of nervousness in me. I don't know exactly how I'm going to feel when all is said and done.
Yeah. I mean, for me, the whole idea of the stuff coming before being of consequence or not, I don't really, that doesn't bother me if it's a good story. And so that's why I'm enjoying reading my Star Wars comic books mm-hmm. from Marvel that have no consequence at all toward anything Star Wars except for those comic books. But there's some good stories there, and I'm enjoying reading them. So, yeah, I mean, if it's a good story, I'll stick with it. I'll enjoy myself. I think they're going to try and have their cake and eat it too with this as well, where they can say to the fans, yes, it's new, but the old stuff still mattered because it brought us to this point.
I think that's a good closing thought, especially for me, who's worried that maybe the old stuff won't matter. If it's a good story, then it does matter. There it is. All right, well, you want to send us off with Daniel's closing words?
Sure.
How does it say it? Make good choices.
Can I just use mine?
No, I like how he says it. Good choices. Make
choices.
Good luck. Good luck.
Be safe.
Yes, that's right.
Be safe. Make good choices. Be careful.
Something like that. Yeah, that was
maybe
good.
Maybe get a good Great Lakes Avengers out of this.
Oh, we can only hope. I loved what you said on Facebook, that list you put out there. The lion will lay down with the lamb.
After this is done, the lion will lay with the lamb. There will be peace on earth, and we'll have a good Great Lakes Avengers.
Yes. All right. Well, so long, folks.
So long, Matt.
Godspeed.
Wait. Told me not to say that.
We're doing all of our closing lines here at the post credits. Well, that's all from here.
Well, this is Ben Avery signing off.
I'm Anderson signing off.